Who the heck am I going to root for in the Super Bowl? With all due respect to both teams playing, I'm just uninspired by the matchup. I'm sorry. And here's the sad thing. There are plenty of reasons I should be excited about this game. Think about it. The Colts coach, Tony Dungy, taking his team to the Super Bowl a year after the death of his son, James. That's the stuff of sporting legend. If there were only one African-American head coach in the game this year, it would be historic. We have two. That's epic. Oh, this is interesting. Both teams in this year's game are original NFL/NFC franchises. The Colts only became an AFC team due to the NFL realignment in 2002. This is the first time this has happened, and it's exactly opposite of last year's Super Bowl. AFC teams met, the Steelers and the Seahawks. One of them, the Seahawks, now an NFC team due to that same realignment. Wow. There are tons more interesting things here. The Indianapolis Colts, technically their first trip to the big one. Last time, 36 years ago, they were the Baltimore Colts. They beat Dallas 16-13. Other Colts history, first NFL team to lose to an upstart AFL team. Joe Namath's Jets in Super Bowl III. How quickly we forget. The Colts began in a rival league to the NFL, the All-American Football League. When they joined the NFL, they folded after one season. Reborn in 53, Johnny Unitas, NFL MVP in 64. Today, Peyton Manning's the sentimental favorite, considering his less than stellar playoff record. Oh, by the way, the Colts are in a Super Bowl rut. Every time they go, it's pretty much in Miami. Chicago Bears, legendary football here, so excuse me while I put on my best NFL Films voice.
Red Grange, Monsters of the Midway, Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo, Brian Song, George Halas, and the trophy bearing his name, going to the NFC Champions every year.
Oh man, how does that guy do that? Yep. Tons of NFL history, just not tons of Super Bowl history.
Da Bears were dare once.
Yay!
Super Bowl 20 in 1986. Big personalities. Jim McMahon, Michael Singletary, the Super Bowl shuffle video. However, the game was practically forgotten.
We are the Bears, shuffling through.
Sure, we remembered that the fridge scored, but sweetness didn't. Chicago won it, though, in a 46-10 blowout. Guess who remembered what happened in that game best, huh? The embarrassed New England Patriots, who spent the next 19 years overcompensating by winning 3 out of their next 4 Super Bowl appearances. What to do? What to do?
You've got mail.
Then a miracle happened. I received a message from an ex-broadcasting student of mine, Aaron, who was working in Florida covering the Super Bowl. Obviously, I taught him well. He noticed that Chicago Bears defensive tackle Alphonso Boone played football at the very same school at which I had taught Aaron, Mount San Antonio College in Walnut, California. Fact, Alphonso was a Mount SAC Mountie in the late 90s. He played for Central State in Ohio, joined the Bears in the year 2000. This is his 6th season with Chicago. He's number 70 for the Bears. Aaron wanted to know if I could use some audio from Alphonso. I said, sure!
I look at it as a game. It's still a game to me. All this is just window dressing. I'm just going to go out and play my game. I'd rather play the game tomorrow. Yeah, that way we don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, sounds like Alfonso's been to Super Bowl charm school. It's a team effort. Just go out and play. Can't wait for Sunday. Good stuff. I reminded Aaron to tell Alfonso how proud all of us are of him.
I want to represent the Mounties. That's about it. Just play the game and have fun. Nobody gives me anything because of where I came from and that I'm here, so they kind of give me a little bit of respect.
Okay, I'd be lying if I told you I understood that. But it doesn't matter. I have been saved! An ex-student of mine has given me an unmistakable sign who I will root for this Super Bowl Sunday. Go Bears! More importantly, go Mounties! Oh, thank God for alumni. Both on and off the field.